The ozone layer protects the Earth from the harmful effects of ultraviolet radiation, including skin cancer and damage to the environment. The study's authors say it shows a direct relationship between ozone recovery and a ban on chlorofluorocarbons, which were used as a refrigerant. University of Colorado researcher Betsy Weatherhead says this is good news, but people should still be careful.
While ultraviolet levels are still high, and we expect them to be high for at least the next 10 to 20, possibly 30 years, we have to be particularly vigilant about protecting ourselves and our children against the harmful aspects of UV.
Weatherhead says ozone recovery faces some uncertainties, such as rising global temperatures. She says that could stall recovery or lead to record low ozone levels. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.